Joe Pridgen in the game with four fouls as well. So look for Wisconsin. Stay aggressive. Keep attacking.
This will be a 1-1 for John Blackwell, who has 13 points, 3 of 3 at the foul line. I think Greg Gard was trying to get a two-shot foul.
Well, no, I think he was trying to get Tanjay.
Yeah, you're right. Yep. Tanjay still over at the scorer's table. So he needs Blackwell to make this first free throw. And he missed the front end. Rebound tip gathered by McGee. Out to Blackwell, left of the lane. Almost lost his balance. Now he'll turn and score from the left mid post. So it worked out all right. 63-50 Wisconsin, 11:25 remaining. Money Williams outside left. Hands off to Brandon Whitney. He'll feed Sawyer top of the arc. Crowell defending. Bajon Sawyer, right-hand dribble, right wing. Stops, foul line extended. Now Pridgen, high on the right against Xavier Amos. Picked up by Crowell on the switch, 10 to shoot. Williams off the right wing. Hooks it to Pridgen, right block. High pass, pulled down. Johnson, deep three, left side. Not this time. Off the front rim. Rebound. Run down by Kamari McGee with 10:58 to play. 63-50 Wisconsin. Klesman throwing to Amos. Rotates to McGee on the left side. Kamari flips to Crowell, right of the circle. One dribble, a hand off to Blackwell. John right elbow, slips it back into Crowell. Up right hand, good. Just off the right block. Crowell has 14, 65-50 Wisconsin.
Multiple sides, and then all of a sudden go empty side, pick and roll, and you get that little floater.
10:35 remaining. Whitney throwing to Pridgen, right lane line. Goes to the cup and throws it down with the right hand. Joe Pridgen with 12. It's his fourth college stop. He's making this year count for Montana. Blackwell throwing to McGee. He'll try a three right of the circle. Off the rim too hard. No good. Sawyer the rebound. 65-52 Wisconsin. 10:13 remaining. Whitney off the left wing. Stops at the free throw line. Feeds Sawyer. He'll try a three straight away. And that's off the rim and out. No good. Blackwell the rebound. Badgers dodging one there. That was a clean look. Blackwell to the front court. Stops top of the circle. Works to the right side. Brings it back out to Amos, sends to Crowell, quick pass Klesman. Max off the left wing, darts to X, tries a three, right of the circle, got it. Xavier Amos with 11, 68-52 Wisconsin, 9:47 remaining. And a timeout taken by Travis DeCure as Xavier Amos here in this opening round of the NCAA tournament has his biggest productive, his most productive gamer on the edge of it. As a Badger, he had 12 in a win against Washington. He has 11 here today. It's 68-52 Wisconsin with 9:44 remaining.
Well, it's been, he's let the game come to him. I think that's the biggest thing when you look at it.
We will hold it here. It should have been a 30, but it looks like they're in the chairs, but we're deep enough into this. We'll just keep it here with 9 minutes and 44 seconds remaining. 68-52 Wisconsin leading Montana.
And why does X get that last wide open three? They've gone side pick and roll and cleared that empty side. So they've done that. They've had success with that. They went to it again, and because the roll and they've gotten easy buckets at the rim, X's defender needed to drop down into the paint. Because he had to drop down so far in the paint, it was the extra skip to X as far as why he was as wide open as he was. Yeah. And I think that, like, that's what this offense has done all year long, is you try to take something away, boom, there's another guy that's wide open for that shot, and then X buries it.
Purdue has knocked out High Point. The Boilermakers had to work for it, beat High Point 75-63. Tanjay, Crowell, Gilmore, Klesman, and McGee, the five on the floor for Wisconsin. Money Williams, sideline left front court, will inbound for Montana. 9 minutes, 44 seconds remaining. Wisconsin 68, Montana 52. Inbounds pass to Whitney. Outside left, throwing to Sawyer at the top of the arc. Sawyer works right side. Now Kai Johnson, the free throw line, darts it out to Pridgen. Outside left, Williams shuffling, left elbow, feeds Whitney. Baseline left, runs into McGee, now out to Williams, 10 to shoot. Williams spin move in the lane against Gilmore, inside feed, and Pridgen is fouled by Klesman.
Yeah.
Yep. Going to right him a bit in the lane. That's two on Max. And that will be team foul number four.
Hey, you're looking up that big screen, aren't you?
Got distracted. There's a lot going on up
there's
there.
There's a lot going
it's
on
busy
up there.
Up there. Inbounds pass to Whitney at the top. Right-hand toss to Williams in the lane. Flips it up left hand. Good. Money Williams with eight. 68-54 Wisconsin with 9:15 remaining. Klesman, right side of the front court for Wisconsin. High screen Crowell. Klesman bounces to Gilmore, left of the circle. He'll flip it to Tanjay. Tanjay out front, now driving right lane line. Tough shot off the rim. No, but a foul as Tanjay was sent to the floor.
The second half, they've been much more aggressive getting to the paint, right, with driving angles. And whether that's John putting his head down a little bit more, John Tanjay, or just in general, it seems like there's a little bit more focus on that.
Lenny Williams, the foul, his second. Tanjay will shoot two. His team foul number 8 against Montana. Tanjay with 9 points today and make it 10. One more coming. 4-4 at the foul line. 69-54 Wisconsin. 9 minutes and 2 seconds remaining. Second free throw for John Tanjay. Eyes the rim, flips it, hits it. And now Jack Jadicki will check in for Max Klesman. Back to a 16-point lead for Wisconsin. 9 minutes and 2 seconds remaining in this opening round matchup. Whitney through the center circle of the front court. High screen Sawyer. Whitney on the right wing. He'll throw to Williams, crowded by Jack Jadicki. Williams puts it back to Whitney. Refeeds Williams, tries a three up top. Off the back of the rim, no good. Rebound Whitney, second chance Montana. Pass deflected, got to Kai Johnson. Loops it into Pridgen, right of the lane. Single coverage Gilmore. Out to Whitney, baseline right. Whitney drives in the lane, kicks it to Sawyer. He tries a three, left side. That's off the rim, no good. Pridgen, the offensive rebound, back up. He missed it. Crashing as Sawyer can't control. Tanjay does for Wisconsin. Tanjay up the floor against Money Williams. Tanjay low on the left, and he got pushed out of bounds by Money Williams, which was good because Tanjay was about to dribble it out of bounds. Williams the foul, his third, team's 9th, as Xavier Amos will come in for Carter Gilmore. 1-1 coming up for Tanjay. 8:24 remaining. 70-54 Wisconsin.
I don't think there was a lot there on that foul, by the
no.
way.
No. You were quiet there for a bit. That's usually an indicator.
It benefits Wisconsin. Don't get me wrong. But
front end of the 1-1 is good for Tanjay. Yeah, Travis DeCure was not real pleased.
No.
He still isn't.
And probably rightfully so.
Yeah.
Just to be honest.
Yeah, can't really blame him. 71-54, Wisconsin's second free throw for Tanjay is in the air, and it's right down the middle.
Especially when it sends John to the free throw
line.
Yeah, it's almost. Probably aren't misses.
72-54, Wisconsin with 8:18 remaining. Bridgen bounces the money. Williams, left-hand dribble, left of the circle. Tanjay defending. Throws it out to Kai Johnson. Johnson spin move on Jadicki. Leaves it Sawyer. Low on the left. Up. Got it. It counts and a foul. Tejon Sawyer with an and one. I think that was Kamari who got him in the lane. Sawyer with 12 points today. 72-56 Wisconsin.
Yeah, and it's a moment here. Why is that a big deal? Because we've talked about rest. We've talked about all that stuff. They've built it in. But you got a chance to kind of put this thing out of touch here, and it's a breakdown, and now all of a sudden it just gives Montana a little bit of confidence. I mean, it's still a 15-point game, but
still too much time. Free throw is good. Badgers up 15, coming up on 8 minutes to play. Kamari McGee on the left side throws to Nolan Winter, right of the circle, sends to Tanjay on the right wing. Tanjay steps back, took a look, instead goes into Winter. Nolan baseline right, Sawyer defends, 10 to shoot. Winter splits two defenders, goes up, and he walked with the ball, they say. Turnover, Wisconsin. 72-57, the Badgers. We have the under 8 media timeout. 7 minutes and 47 seconds remaining. Wisconsin 72, Montana 57. Back in a moment. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here, reminding you that American Family Insurance agents can help build a customized renter's policy so you can protect stuff like this. Or this. Or even this. Case in point. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
From eco-friendly thermostats to energy-efficient lighting systems for your business, technology is making everything smarter. Good thing your Touchstone Energy Cooperative can help you make smarter work harder. Today, there are more ways than ever to make your world more energy efficient, and we can show you how. Take the next step to go electric and put the power of your co-op to work for you.
Richland Electric is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information. The weather can be unpredictable, but you can count on Town & Country TV and Appliance in Richland Center. Town & Country is close to you at 2490 Highway 14, next to Goodwill. Shop deep discounts on closeouts and new arrivals with savings on Speed Queen Laundry, Whirlpool Refrigeration, and Maytag Cooking Products. Town & Country TV and Appliance is open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, or anytime online at townandcountryrc.com.
A Kubota tractor will help you get all those jobs done fast and easy. Hi, I'm Rick from the Homesteader Store. Kubota is known for their high-quality four-wheel drive diesel tractors. They have hydrostatic transmissions, loaders, and three points. They offer great financing. You can go to our website where you can watch a short video where I go through the different sizes of Kubota tractors to fit your needs. Learn about the full line of Kubota tractors at Southern Wisconsin Tractor Experts, the Homesteader Store.
This is News from the Center, WRCE.
With more than 1,300 slot machines and a 95% average payout, Ho-Chunk Gaming is your hometown big win. Make your next night out a winning one at Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison. 7 minutes, 47 seconds remaining here in Denver. Wisconsin 72, Montana 57. It'll be Grizzlies ball as we pick up play. Badgers guilty of their eighth turnover going into that media timeout. But you're not turning it over. They're getting buckets. 11 to 15.
I mean, they really have. And I think that's been the biggest thing. And I've said it once, I'll say it again, but on film, it looked like Wisconsin would be able to kind of get that a little bit just based on the way Montana was guarding different things. And they have. They just need to continue. And that's why I use the word discipline a lot, because this is a discipline game. You just keep doing the things you're supposed to do, and you're going to be, you know, benefit from it.
Money Williams will bring it up the floor for Montana. With the Badgers up by 15. Williams through the center circle. It sets the floor for the Grizzlies. Williams, left foul line extended. Dribbles to the elbow. Bounce pass Pridgen. Scoops it back to Williams. Picked up by Xavier Amos. Inside feed Pridgen. Bounces Sawyer. Out to Johnson. Open three. Right of the circle. Spins out. No good. Amos the rebound. Ty Johnson's hit four threes and almost had a fifth. Here's Blackwell throwing to Winter between the arcs. Winter, one dribble to his right, picked up the dribble, tosses it back out to Klesmet, rotates to Amos, left of the circle. He'll feed Blackwell, high on the left, 13 to shoot. Winter at the top, rotates to Tanjay. John, a step back three, right side, off the rim, no good. Rebound, fought for, and gathered by Money Williams of Montana with 7 minutes to play. Up the floor is Pridgen on the right side, scoops it to Malik Moore. He'll feed Williams at the top. 72-57 Wisconsin. Williams driving the lane, poked away from behind by Tanjay into the hands of Xavier Amos. Amos will slow things down and play 5-on-5. Amos gives off to Klesmet on the right side. Max left-hand toss, Winter rotates to Tanjay. Tanjay at the free throw line, feeds X, 4-3, right of the circle. Off the rim, no good. Rebound Tejon Sawyer of Montana with 6.5 minutes to play. 72-57 Wisconsin. Tejon Sawyer at the top. He'll throw to Kai Johnson, high on the right. A pass for Malik Moore at the top of the circle. Moore on the left side, driving left of the lane, goes to the cup, layup good. Moore with 7, his first points of the second half. 72-59 Wisconsin, 6:10 to play. Nolan Winter at the top, feeds Tanjay on the left side, probing, steps back, throws
keep
to Winter.
It. Keep moving it.
Blackwell on the right side, dribbles off the wing, in the lane, he got fouled. And that's going to be team foul number 10, and that'll have Wisconsin in the double bonus. And Money Williams called for his fourth foul, 6:01 remaining, 72-59 Wisconsin.
They've done a good job again, just driving, right? Continuing to stay aggressive.
Blackwell with 15 points. He's 3 of 4 at the free throw line.
And a quiet 15. If you can have a quiet 16 now.
Yep. Or the first.
Just under control. And that's what John, people don't talk about it enough. But what John Blackwell has done all year long, he's been under control. He hasn't forced it. And the kid has just been phenomenal.
Second free throw is straight through for Blackwell. 74-59 Wisconsin, 6 minutes remaining. Ty Johnson, front court right, feeds Sawyer at the top of the circle, bounces to Williams high on the left. Williams feeding Moore. He's with Max Klesmit between the circles. Finds a curling Kai Johnson in the lane, covered up by Nolan Winter. Johnson with a wide pass. Moore is able to run it down just short of the mid-stripe. Eight on the shot clock. Moore against Klesmit. Oh, he reached
should be
in.
Offensive.
They're going to get Max
first
here.
Foul.
Oh, wow. They're going to get Max for the foul. He took one to the throat. That's going to be the third on Klesmit. And number six on Wisconsin. 5:38 remaining, 74-59, the Badgers.
Yeah, that's one that probably should go your way, Max. He did everything right there. Not much you can do.
Moore, baseline rival inbound, loops it into Sawyer. Bounces to Money Williams out between the circles. Williams feeds Johnson left side. Tanjay with a quick close. Johnson high on the left, off the Sawyer screen, slips it into Sawyer to the rim, layup, way too hard, no good, but a
late foul.
Late
foul, yeah.
Ooh. Now the Badgers racking up the fouls. Another one on Klesmit. That's going to be his fourth with 5:25 remaining. McGee and Gilmore ready to check back in.
But right now you're going back and forth. You're trading baskets.
Which is okay.
I was just going to say, I normally don't say that it's okay, but you got 5:25 left. You're up, you know, a good amount here by 15. Like, you, Coach Gard, close your ears, all right? You can do that. It's okay.
First free throw for Sawyer is good. He has 14 points.
Now, film it won't be okay.
No.
When you break it down tonight and into tomorrow, if you close this thing out the way you should, but you can survive. It's survive in advance for a reason.
Second free throw coming up for Sawyer, junior college transfer, Community College of San Francisco. It's a six-man last year for the Grizzlies, a fixture in the lineup this year. Hits both free throws. Austin Patterson will come in. 74-61 Wisconsin, 5:25 remaining. Five on the floor for the Badgers. Crowell, Tanjay, Blackwell, McGee, and Carter Gilmore. And up the floor is
going here by Montana.
The 1-2-2, bad pass, stolen away. Here's Williams driving the lane to the rim, up, missed it. Rebound Kai Johnson low on the right, and a foul is called. Kamari McGee is a little more turnovers than usual we've seen out of Kamari this season.
Well, the reason you can't make that pass against the zone, a bounce pass to the high post, there's arms everywhere. You can't make that. You got a ball fake low, throw it high, because you got a 7-footer in the high post with Big Steve.
1-1 for Kai Johnson. The front end is good. He has 15 today, 74-62 Wisconsin with 5:11 remaining. Montana trying to make one big push here in the final 5 minutes and change. Second free throw is airborne. That's short. Rebound Gilmore. 12-point lead Wisconsin. 5:07 and counting to play. McGee outside right. Zone continues from Montana. McGee looks over it. Throws to Gilmore. Right foul line extended. He pivots. Retreat dribble above the three-point line. Now McGee darts it into Crowell, left elbow. Out to Gilmore. Extra pass Tanjay. Right corner. Good close from Patterson. Five to shoot. Blackwell, right corner three. Is off the rim, no good. Rebound tip. Gathered by Money Williams of Montana. Chance to cut it to 10 or 9 with a deep shot. And here's Moore for three. Right side. It's off the rim, no good. Blackwell the rebound. 4.5 minutes to play. 74-62 Wisconsin. Blackwell outside right. Montana stays in the zone. Little 1-2-2 look. Here's Gilmore. Left corner three. Off the rim, no good. Rebound tapped out to Tanjay. Run some offense here, boys. Here's Blackwell. Right lane line. Driving, stops, pops mid post. In and out, no good. Gilmore the rebound, and he got fouled. Two free throws coming up for Carter Gilmore as the Badgers hitting the offensive glass.
The zone is throwing some difficult looks there.
Yeah.
Wisconsin hasn't scored a field goal in the last 5:43, but that's why we talked about drawing fouls was going to be a big part of this game. They've done that, and they've been able to get to the free throw line and score from the free throw line.
Gilmore hits the first free throw. That foul was on Austin Patterson, his first. Tajon Sawyer in for Malik Moore. Carter Gilmore playing well here today. He has 8 points this afternoon.
Carter Gilmore and X, both guys have come in and given a pop to this team.
Second free throw off the bracket, no good. Sawyer the rebound. 75-62 Wisconsin with 4:05 to play. Johnson hands off to Williams between the circles. Williams defended by Blackwell. A toss to Patterson. He's with McGee outside right. High screen Sawyer. Patterson turns, throws to Sawyer. Right block against Gilmore. Throws it up off the glass and rim, no good. Crowell the rebound. Outlet to Tanjay. John will bring it up the right sideline. 3:45 to play. Tanjay off the right wing. Spins it out to Crowell. Baseline right. Crowell backing on Sawyer. Backing is Crowell. Backing, shakes. Inside, up, and in. Front rim and roll through. 77-62 Wisconsin. 3.5 minutes to play. Here's Williams. He'll try a three. Up top, around and out, no good. McGee the rebound for Wisconsin. And now Blackwell to the front court. Badgers up 15 with 3:15 to play. Blackwell left of the lane. Takes it to the wing. Throws to McGee between the circles. McGee out high. Sends it to Gilmore. Straight up defense for Montana. Blackwell baseline left. Drives reverse. Layup is good for Blackwell. And the Badgers pulling away 79-62 with 2:55 remaining. Kai Johnson outside rights. Johnson left hand hip high dribble. Sets it in motion between the circles. Throws to Pridgen left of the wheel. Bounce pass to Money Williams high on the left. 13 to shoot. Patterson against McGee up top. They throw right side to Kai Johnson. 8 to shoot. Johnson baseline right. Drives on Gilmore. And he throws it away trying to kick it back out to Williams. It goes out of bounds. It'll belong to Wisconsin. Badgers will have it up 17 as we have the under four media timeout. 2 minutes, 32 seconds remaining. Wisconsin 79, Montana 62. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Save big money on the last roof you'll ever need with Steel Roofing from Menards. Steel Roofing adds value to your home with superior wind and hail resistance. Choose from 29 beautiful colors available in cut to your length panels for fast installation. View our entire selection of steel roofing today on Menards.com. Plus, check out our weekly flyer for other hot deals happening this week.
Save big money at Menards.
Jerry?
Yes, honey.
Ooh, don't you think... Jerry!
I know. I'm calling Cleary.
You know, sometimes DIY means don't involve yourself. You can still have the building of your dreams. Just let the amazing team at Cleary do the work we love. Cleary Building Corp, stopping do-it-yourselfers from injuring themselves since 1978.
An elegant, intimate experience in fine dining is right here at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells. The Copper Oak Steakhouse and Lounge features choice cuts of Angus beef and fresh seafood prepared to perfection over an open-flame grill. Complemented by an extensive selection of fine wines and signature martinis. A passion for detail in exceptional dining. The Copper Oak Steakhouse and Lounge at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells. Open Thursday through Sunday. Call and make your reservations today.
Time to pick today's Old Dominion Best of the Game, brought to you by Old Dominion Freight Line. Old Dominion Freight Line works hard to be the best of the game and is proud to be the official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics. John Blackwell. You have a lot of choices here, but Butchie, John Blackwell, 19 points, 5 boards, 3 assists. Pretty good day's work again for the young guy.
Well, and like I said, it's kind of been a quiet 19. And I think that's the thing that I look at with it. In moments, I don't feel like John has been aggressive enough throughout the year, but he's also got everybody where they needed to be. But when he's like, you look at it, he's still got 15 points. Like, where did that come from? Well, yeah. Now he's got 19 today, and he's been really, really good. He's been good all year, but this afternoon, been really, really good. Really fun.
All of his points inside the arc, 7 of 12. Good, strong drives, couple of mid-range J's, 5 of 6 at the foul line. It's 79-62 Wisconsin, 2 minutes and 32 seconds remaining here in Denver. Tanjay, Blackwell, Crowell, Gilmore, and McGee on the floor for Wisconsin. As Tanjay will inbound, sideline right front court. Throws it into Gilmore, just outside the center circle. A couple of dribbles to his left. He'll hand off to Blackwell. Beats Crowell right of the wheel. Bridget defending, a back cut. McGee glides to the goal. The layup is good. Now they were trying to turn up the heat in the half court D, and Kamari McGee got loose. 81-62 Wisconsin. Whitney off the right wing. Stops the lane. Short jumper in the paint. No good. Rebound tipped. Grabbed by Gilmore. 2:08 remaining. 81-62 Wisconsin. Blackwell left side of the front court for the Badgers. He'll throw to Gilmore. Top of the circle. Loops it in. Tough pass. Nice catch. Crowell goes up right hand. Good. 83-62, Wisconsin, a minute 53 remaining.
Start getting the reserves in there.
Here we go. It's about to happen. Marcus Silver ready to come in. Here's Whitney, feeds Patterson left side with a shot fake. Bounce pass, Whitney at the top, throws it back to Patterson, fakes the three, dribbles off the wing, splits two defenders, goes to the cup, lays it up and in. 83-64, Wisconsin with 90 seconds remaining. You see Janicki, Ilver, and Amos at the next whistle. Blackwell against Money Williams, throwing the crowd high on the right. 123 remaining. Now Gilmore out high. Rotates to Tanjay on the left wing. Tanjay outside left. Patterson defends. Shot clock at 10. Tanjay driving to the cup. Reverse layup. No, but another foul. And two more free throws coming up for John Tanjay.
Really in that second half. I mean, it was a four-point game. Carter Gilmore drills the three, and they haven't looked back since. But a great response by Wisconsin.
Yes.
What could have been, you know, dicey and moment. And I think this is why this year's team is so much different than last year's. Not that it's just the experience, handle the moments, understand what the moments are. Somebody that you don't expect, you know, plays big, whether it's X, whether it was Carter, whoever it was, they've stepped up, and it's in this group, I think they've got a lot of basketball ahead of them still.
Tanjay hits the first free throw. Patterson was called for the foul. Amari Judkins back into the game. Jalen Foy, 6'7 junior. We're about to see Ricardo Greppi check in for Stephen Crowell. 84-64, Wisconsin, with a minute 13 remaining.
I know this. They've earned another 40 minutes.
They have earned another 40. Second free throw for Tanjay in the air, and that is in and out and back in. And that'll wrap up the day for Tanjay as Marcus Silver will check in. So I guess we'll care about that BYU.
We do care a little bit, exactly. Exactly. There's no question about that. And that's that's what we needed. You know, and that's what they need. And I think that's this group answered the question.
They did. Cameron Hunter in the lineup. Both teams clearing the bench now. He's meaningful to get out on the floor in an NCAA tournament game. And if you have the chance to do it, you do it. Adam Schaaf in there for Montana. Jeremiah Darg into the front court. He'll hand off to Judkins with 65 seconds to play. 85-64, Wisconsin. Dargan high on the left. Works off the high screen. Picked up by Janicki. Bounce to Davison. Left block. Left shoulder turn. Flipped it in with the right hand. Zach Davison with the bucket. 85-66, Wisconsin. 50 seconds remaining. Ricardo Greppi, the freshman from Italy, gives to Marcus Silver, the senior from Estonia. Hangs in the air, feeds Cameron Hunter. And a wide pass, X cannot run it down. Out of bounds, it'll belong to Montana. Chris Hodges and Isaac Gard now will come into the game with 40 seconds remaining. 85-66, Wisconsin. As the Badgers will play either BYU or VCU on Saturday here in Denver, Colorado. Here's a three-shot shot from the right corner. An air ball grabbed weak side by Greppi. Down to 30 seconds remaining, and Cameron Hunter will throw to Greppi between the circles. And he threw it away. Wanted Hodges. That is picked off inside by Davison. And now Judkins to the front court. Hands off to Dargan outside right. Jeremiah Dargan. Crowd wants him to shoot, so he will. Left side three, and that's off the mark and out of bounds. Just a bit outside. Down to 12.4 seconds remaining.
I don't know what Greppi was doing on that pass, though. I'm still thinking to myself, what was he doing there? Oh, I think Greg was asking the same
thing.
Here
we go. Cameron Hunter will dribble out the clock, and the Wisconsin Badgers will advance to the round of 32. Montana threatened to make it interesting. Got within four in the second half. Carter Gilmore banged a three, and that got the Badgers restarted en route to a 19-point win here in the opening round.
Everything you needed to see. Yeah, that best thing was getting out there playing at 11:30 Mountain Time and getting the results you needed to get.
We will keep it here as I believe we'll be joined courtside by head coach Greg Gard as the Wisconsin Badgers defeat the Montana Grizzlies here this afternoon, 85-66. A terrific season for Montana. Winners of 14 of their final 16 games. They finished the year 25 wins, 10 losses. The Badgers move forward. They are 27-9 going into the second round of this NCAA tournament. Badgers led at the half 40-32. And they take care of their business here in the second half. And we'll move on to the round of 32 here in Denver, Colorado, as Coach Gard joining us here courtside as the Badgers advance with balanced scoring. A lot of guys in double figures. This game is a kind of a sigh of relief in some ways to get through the first few minutes, like it's just basketball. We see your guys smiling a lot. Yeah. They're having fun out here.
Yeah, they are. You know, and I think this was a grinder. I don't know if we thought, I guess I, if I really stepped back and thought about it, it probably was going to be a grinder just with how they play. But I thought we established the paint early and went inside a lot, and we kept going inside. And that was the advantage we had, and we did a good job of playing to that.
When you look at, obviously, it's a four-point game. It gets tight, and then Carter Gilmore bangs a three to push to seven. Then you guys just ran away with it. But, you again, it's just another guy that you don't expect that just makes a play when the numbers call.
Yeah, I think, you know, we, like I said, I haven't seen a stat sheet yet, but if you say it's balanced, I'll believe you.
Five and double figures.
Okay, yep. Yeah, yep. I mean, we just, you know, we didn't have anything. I know Blackwell had big numbers early. But, yeah, it was just, you know, I thought we did a pretty good job defensively. We stayed hot on the shooters when we needed to. A couple mistakes on out of bounds plays, but by and large, you know, we just did what we needed to do, controlled the glass, and getting to the bonus early where we could take advantage of them trying to be physical with us. So we just flipped that into shooting free throws was important.
You have more productivity from Xavier Amos here again too. Yeah. We saw that last week. We're seeing it a little bit. We saw it more than a little bit today. He's just gradual improvement there.
Yeah, I thought, you know, defensively blocked some shots. I mean, he, you know, made up for some from mistakes of others at times. And, it was good for him to get in here and, you know, his first ever NCAA tournament game. So, you know, we take contributions from wherever we can get them.
Congrats, man. Go enjoy it.
We will.
You earned another 40, right?
Yeah, another 40.
All right. Badgers head coach Greg Gard joining us courtside as Wisconsin defeats Montana here this afternoon, 85-66. We're back with the Wisconsin Ford Dealers postgame show. Coming up, this is Badger basketball from Learfield.
It's the season for savings from Simpson's Tractor, your new Holland dealer in Richland Center. Now through June 30th, get special offers, hay tools and spreaders, tractors of all sizes, from subcompacts to utility to high horsepower tractors and commercial utility equipment, including skid steer loaders, loader backhoes, and compact excavators. Get all the details today at Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center, ready to keep you on track this season with excellent parts and service.
Hi everyone, Brian from Walsh's. Spring is right around the corner. Is your yard equipment ready? Now through March 31st, bring in your Ryder, tiller, push mower, or weed eater and get 10% off your total bill at Walsh's Ace. Need a hand? We offer pickup and delivery too. Don't wait. Get your equipment tuned up and ready for the season at Walsh's Ace. Walsh's Ace, your neighborhood place for everything outdoors. And as always, we appreciate your business.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM Certified Service from Jones Chevrolet. From oil changes to tires, to brakes and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM Certified Service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit joneschev.com. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
If you're looking for a career with a world leader in coated glass for residential windows and doors, Cardinal CG is hiring. They have openings across all shifts, including production positions, with potential earnings of up to $29 an hour. Enjoy up to 6 weeks of time off per year and start earning vacation hours on your first day. Visit in person Monday through Friday, 9 to 3, for an interview and tour at 1024 East Madison Street, Spring Green, Wisconsin. Don't miss out. Join the Cardinal CG team today.
On the National Crime Prevention Council.
Badger basketball has been brought to you by your Wisconsin Ford dealers, inviting you to visit your Wisconsin Ford store or buyfordnow.com. Fabic Cat, your cat equipment dealer throughout Badgerland. SeatGeek. SeatGeek is the official ticketing partner of the Wisconsin Badgers. Find tickets to Badger games and more. SeatGeek. And by UW Health Sports Medicine. Treating the Badgers, treating you. Visit uwsportsmedicine.org. Welcome to the Badger Post Game Show.
The season will continue on Saturday for the Wisconsin Badgers. The question is, who will they play? Will it be BYU or VCU? That game will start in about a half an hour as Wisconsin moves to the round of 32 with an 85-66 victory against Montana. Credit to the Grizzlies. They hung around for a good chunk of this game, but you mentioned it, Butchie, to Greg Gard. It can't emphasize enough the importance of that three that Carter Gilmore
hit.
I mean, if that doesn't drop, if they get an empty possession, then it's a chance, you know, to make it a two or a one-point game. But old boy Gilly James once again coming through at a big time.
Well, and a lot of it was because of the way that they've played offensively. They were getting some of that pocket passes, that single side action. I say single side action is where it stays on one side. And because of that, when the other big raises up, you're going to get some good looks. We saw X knock down a three. We saw Gilly knock down a three there. And just understanding when you're going to get, you know, that shot. They took advantage of it. And this was a game that just, glad it's over, because it felt like it was going to be like this. I was very confident in the matchup, in the way that these guys are playing. Now the next one, we'll see who they end up getting, but thought they did what they needed to do with the confidence, with everything that they've, you know, going against, no rest, fighting. They just played, right? They just went out and played, and that's what this group has done. They haven't cared what's been in front of them. They've just attacked what's been in front of them.
Reminded me in some ways of the Big Ten tournament game against Northwestern, where they were
good enough.
Absolutely. It was a good performance today. They shot it well, didn't shoot it well from three, but didn't take as many as they normally do because they're the bigger team. So now,
well, then that means that the next game they're going to shoot 40-some percent, 49% from three. I mean, that's
all
right.
That. Because if they play BYU, they're probably going to have to.
I would agree with that.
Badgers win it here today's 85-66 over Montana. More of our Wisconsin Ford Dealers postgame shows coming up. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL, no problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
Wisconsin is known for some pretty great things, like football, food, and family. At Jones Dairy Farm, we're proud to be a Wisconsin company, one that's been family-owned and operated in Fort Atkinson. Our all-natural breakfast sausage, dry-aged bacon, naturally smoked ham, Canadian bacon, and Braunschweiger have all been making Wisconsin breakfast better since 1889. And that Wisconsin pride is why Jones is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. Go Badgers!
An elegant, intimate experience in fine dining is right here at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells. The Copper Oak Steakhouse and Lounge features choice cuts of Angus beef and fresh seafood prepared to perfection over an open flame grill, complemented by an extensive selection of fine wines and signature martinis. A passion for detail in exceptional dining. The Copper Oak Steakhouse and Lounge at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells. Open Thursday through Sunday. Call and make your reservations today.
At U.S. Bank, when they say they're in it with you, they mean it. Not just for the good stuff, the grand openings and celebrations, although those are pretty great, but for all the hard work it took to get there, the fine-tuning of goals, the managing of cash and workflows and decision-making. They're in to help you through all of it, because together they're proving day in and day out that there is nothing as powerful as the power of us. Visit usbank.com to get started today. Equal housing lender, member FDIC, copyright 2024 U.S. Bank.
Looking for a fan favorite at your tailgate? Pork has you covered. Not only is it nutritious and delicious, but pork's got that flavor that your family expects. Firing up the grill? Try chops, brats, and ribs. Making appetizers or finger foods? Add bacon, ground, or shredded pork. Visit WPPA.org for recipe inspiration and to learn where you can source local pork. Wisconsin Pork Association is proud to support the Badgers and our farmers all year round. And you should too. Brought to you by Wisconsin's Pig Farmers.
Join the Wisconsin Department of Corrections and make a positive impact on lives across the state. Enjoy an excellent state benefits package and a nationally ranked pension program. The Wisconsin DOC is seeking to hire licensed psychologists and other mental health clinicians looking for a rewarding career providing vital mental health services to those in our care. To learn more and to apply, go to wisc.jobs. That's WISC.jobs. Our Wisconsin Ford Dealers postgame show continues as the Badgers take down Montana 85-66. Butchie, the points of the paint ended up being close, 38-34, but in the early portion of the game, Wisconsin did what we thought it would try to do, establish the size.
And that's where it started, and it gave them enough of a buffer. Right, and that, I think that was the biggest thing is they got out to the start they needed to get out to. We talked about that briefly, but it gave them a buffer when Montana started to, you know, knock down a couple of threes to try to keep it close, and they did. They knocked down shots. I mean, when you look at Montana, they ended up 7 of 24, but they were 7 of 15 at one point.
Yes.
So you look at how they were able to do it. That's why they kept it close. The start gave them that room instead of getting this building behind Montana. It never really got, I mean, with four, it started a little bit. But they got out to the start to be able to handle a push by Montana. They did, and then they were able to run away with it.
And the Badgers getting the job done at the free throw line, 16 out of 20 in this game, 55% shooting overall, still just 7 of 23 from the three-point line, but they were getting a lot done. Good, strong attacks from John Blackwell, the big guys, Crow, Winter, getting work done inside. And a very good first-round day here for the Wisconsin Badgers as they defeat Montana 85-66. When we continue, we'll take a look at the Nissan out-of-town scoreboard. Back in a moment. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Attention farmers and folks in need of quality supplies. Engine Creek Farm Store has got you covered. Located at 11678 Yuba Drive, Hillsboro, Wisconsin, Engine Creek Farm Store is your local oasis for all things farm and machinery supplies. From essential tools to supplies that keep your farm running smoothly, they've got it all. And guess what? Engine Creek Farm Store goes beyond the farm. You can also pick up some rugged clothes and boots for those hardworking days. Give them a call at 608-528-4001.
Feeling saucy? Come down to A&W and dip a juicy five-piece hand-breaded chicken tender combo into our new spicy three-pepper fire sauce or our new savory A&W sauce. Dip into A&W and try them today.
Always made fresh root beer, always at A&W. Your A&W restaurant is located on Highway 61 in Boscobel. Stop by and enjoy.
Participating restaurants, prices may vary, tax extra.
Isn't it?
Postgame coverage continues as the Badgers defeat Montana 85-66. Checking out the Nissan out-of-town scoreboard. Earlier today, Creighton eliminated Louisville 89-75. Purdue has advanced 75-63 over High Point. Games in progress. A little less than 8 minutes remaining. Midwest Region, Houston 70, SIU Edwardsville 31. About 4 minutes left in the first half. South Regional, Auburn 29, Alabama State 26. That's a 1-16 matchup. 6 minutes in, Midwest Region, McNeese and Clemson tied at 6. So we're getting through that the early window of this first full day of the NCAA tournament. But the score you care about most, Wisconsin 85, Montana 66. The Badgers on Saturday will play the winner of the next game in front of us, BYU against VCU. A 19-point win for Wisconsin. And we'll have more of our Wisconsin Ford Dealers postgame show coming up. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Looking for a fan favorite at your tailgate? Pork has you covered. Not only is it nutritious and delicious, but pork's got that flavor that your family expects. Firing up the grill? Try chops, brats, and ribs. Making appetizers or finger foods? Add bacon, ground, or shredded pork. Visit WPPA.org for recipe inspiration and to learn where you can source local pork. Wisconsin Pork Association is proud to support the Badgers and our farmers all year round. And you should too. Brought to you by Wisconsin's Pig Farmers.
At U.S. Bank, when they say they're in it with you, they mean it. Not just for the good stuff, the grand openings and celebrations, although those are pretty great. But for all the hard work it took to get there, the fine-tuning of goals, the managing of cash and workflows and decision-making, they're in to help you through all of it. Because together they're proving day in and day out that there is nothing as powerful as the power of us. Visit usbank.com to get started today. Equal housing lender, member FDIC, copyright 2024, U.S. Bank.
It's Truck Month with the Ford Crew.
Sam, do you know what these trucks have in common?
They're all Ford trucks.
And
they're built Ford tough.
Also true, but specifically they're Ford F-Series trucks, the best-selling trucks in America for 48 years.
48 years? We should celebrate a month-long event.
Sam.
A truckload of value.
Sam.
Across the entire lineup of Ford trucks.
Sam.
That's called Truck Month already, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Oh, I knew it.
Based on 1977 to 2024 CY Industry Report total sales.
Wisconsin is known for some pretty great things, like football, food, and family. At Jones Dairy Farm, we're proud to be a Wisconsin company, one that's been family-owned and operated in Fort Atkinson. Our all-natural breakfast sausage, dry-aged bacon, naturally smoked ham, Canadian bacon, and Braunschweiger have all been making Wisconsin breakfast better since 1889. And that Wisconsin pride is why Jones is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. Go Badgers!
When it comes to women's sports, there's no place like UW. Our women set the standard for elite performance. From the volleyball court to the hockey rink, every set, spike, and score pushes the boundaries of what's possible. UW Health mirrors this dedication to greatness. Our extraordinary team of doctors combines revolutionary research with compassionate care, setting the benchmark for healthcare across the country. So for the best care and the best athletics, it's easy. UW all the way. UW Health. Remarkable.
Need reliable waste and recycling services? Choose LRS. Driven by service and dedicated to sustainability, we're your partner in efficient waste management. Need more? We also offer convenient dumpster rentals and clean portable restrooms for any event or project. Trust LRS for all your waste needs. Visit LRSRecycles.com to sign up for service. That's LRSRecycles.com.
Our Wisconsin Ford Dealers postgame show continues as the Badgers defeat Montana 85-66. So a natural question that Badger fans might be asking, who would you rather play, BYU or VCU? VCU is a terrific defensive team. They can score.
They can. They shoot the ball a lot from three.
And BYU has a ton of firepower, not great defensively, but really, really good offensively.
Yeah, I think... Well, let's say it this way. Obviously, when you look at kind of, you know, the VCU side of it defensively, I'm more worried about BYU and just scoring the ball. Can you keep up with them? Now, the way that they've played efficiency-wise over the last month or so, they're number four in the country. And that's with the game against Houston that absolutely just locked them down. And Houston's the best defense team in the country. So, obviously, those numbers get skewed a little bit. BYU the last couple of weeks has been phenomenal. And so for me, I'll be pulling a little bit for VCU here.
VCU winners of the A-10. BYU obviously with a terrific year in the Big 12. Wisconsin 85, Montana 66. Back to close it out here in Denver on this Thursday. It's Thursday, right? On this Thursday
afternoon. I think it's Thursday.
Something like that.
Yeah, right?
It's the day after yesterday. Back with more in 1 minute. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Reedsburg Area Medical Center has achieved the prestigious 5-star rating from the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. This rating is the highest possible and places RAMC among the elite. Only 8% of hospitals nationwide receive this distinction. The 5-star rating is based on 46 quality measures, including safety of care, patient experience, timely and effective care, and more. 5 stars indicates exceptional and consistent quality care right here in Reedsburg. RAMCHealth.com.
Some banks today are a whole lot more interested in the interest you pay them than the interest they take in you. Richland County Bank, your local hometown bank, appreciates the chance to have you as a customer, but that's just the beginning. Richland County Bank is interested in you. It's a part of Richland County Bank's commitment to great customer service. If you're interested in a bank that's interested in you, Richland County Bank is the right choice. Member FDIC and equal housing lender. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Judge Brad Schimmel surrounds himself with extremists. He's supported by national and state anti-abortion organizations because he opposes abortion rights. But don't take my word for it. Hear it from Schimmel himself. When asked about abortion, he said,
"We have to shut this down. We have to shut this down."
When asked about Wisconsin's abortion ban, which doesn't include exceptions for rape, incest, or help of the mother,
"The 1849 ban on abortions, which, by the way, what is flawed about that law? What is flawed about that law?"
Brad Schimmel takes the side of extremists and would place politicians in charge of decisions that individuals should be making. By taking the side of extremists, he's not listening to Wisconsin residents. Tell Judge Brad Schimmel, keep extremist politics out of our court decisions. Call 262-548-7548. That's 262-548-7548. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
Did you know there's a city in Wisconsin that goes all in on the idea of celebrating St. Patrick's Day for more than a week? Members of the Shamrock Club of New London, about an hour west of Green Bay, lead the festivities, which brings thousands of visitors to the area. But do you know what has officially kicked it all off for more than 40 years? Here's club member Ryan Lanning with the answer.
The Monday of our St. Patrick's week is we always have Leprechaun Day, and the leprechauns are responsible for changing the population signs symbolically from New London to New Dublin, and then they visit various schools and nursing homes, and we bring smiles more than anything, and we like to enlighten our community. That's part of what we're about. And truthfully, I think everybody looks forward to seeing us, seeing the green suits and all the mischief and shenanigans we like to pull. It's just a great time for everybody.
Even the city council votes to make New Dublin the official name for New London this time of year. That is one slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
Has written consent to the University of Wisconsin and Badger Sports Properties. The announcers are employed by the Badger Network with the approval of the University of Wisconsin. The general manager of Badger Sports Properties is Scott Silvestri. For Brian Butcher, engineer Dave McCann, and Aisha Jackson back in our network studio, this is Matt LePay, hoping you'll join us on Saturday as the Badgers will get 40 more minutes still dancing in this NCAA tournament. Thanks for listening. This is the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Badger basketball has been brought to you by Alliant Energy. Alliant Energy is powering beyond for you. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells. Proud casino partners of Wisconsin Athletics. And by Fabic Rents. For all your equipment rental needs throughout Badgerland. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation of the Badger Sports Network.
We might not be every woman, but we're a relevant sample size. Folks, my name's Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Got my good friend and colleague in broadcasting, Jane Matner, hostess with The Mostest. She's got that great show from 10 to noon every Monday through Friday right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We've been talking about what's it like to be a woman in media, especially over the arc of Jane's incredibly, I think, groundbreaking, historic, and important career. I stand on your shoulders, Jane. Thank you for making what many of us new women in broadcasting, what we're able to do is in part because of the trailblazing that you did and, frankly, some of the crap that you put up with. Before the break, we were talking about one such incident where your boss basically propositioned you. It was ostensibly a business dinner, very almost cliched circumstances. You, I talk about it in a very literal sense, tap danced, joked your way out of that circumstance, reported it to HR the next day, only to find out that your HR director was sleeping with the same guy for some more months, who, by the way, was married. So all's well that ends well, I guess not. You were just saying before the break that you took a couple of other steps and the reaction was equally eyebrow raising.
Well,
you tell, Jane.
I go to HR and she tells me that she's already sleeping with him and she can't take it to higher management, obviously, because she's involved with him. And I'm like, well, what options do I have now? Because I am concerned about retaliation because I rejected him in a very happy, you know, in a very happy tap dancey kind of way, but I still rejected him. And so I talked to several people about filing a lawsuit. And what I was told was, sure, you can do that and you'll get a settlement and you will never get another job in radio because you are a troublemaker.
I cannot tell people how prevalent that threat is in nearly innumerable categories of work and industries. I will tell you this to an absolute certainty because I know, based on some of the experiences that some of my friends had, Big Law, which is these huge international law firms, mostly based, at least their headquarters are all in New York City. There is a reason that people in pop culture have basically never heard of any employees in Big Law and Big Finance. Think Goldman Sachs, Solomon Brothers, Merrill Lynch, all of that stuff.
Yep.
You've never heard of big employee class actions because people get blackballed and you'll never work in that industry again. It is a common problem. We were talking a little bit, Jane, about how sometimes, again, being met when stories are shared, sometimes with male colleagues or about women being propositioned in the workplace, well, just say no, you don't need to worry about it. Or what's the big deal? People meet spouses in the workplace all the time. My general response is two things. If you are at all in a boss subordinate, there is never any circumstance under which that relationship is appropriate, including if the subordinate initiates said relationship with the boss. It's never okay. Here's another hot tip. Write it down if you need to. Generally, not a good idea to comment on physical characteristics of your coworkers, even if it's
meant in the nicest
very
way possible.
Nice on you.
Right.
Correct.
Right.
Like it's slippery slope. The most, hey, you look great today. Maybe the best, but even that, like, better idea, just say nothing. The other thing I've heard a lot of, Jane, and I was wondering if you could comment on this, is from men who have long time, very, very experienced in particular industries. Well, I know lots of women. I've never heard that from them. I've never seen anything like this during my 35 years in blankety blank industry.
Okay. It's interesting that you say that because this happened within, I would say, the last year. I ran into someone who I worked with at that same radio station when this happened. And that limo on a fruit plate joke that I've been using for years now, which was my jokey way out of this very uncomfortable situation with the boss who had propositioned me. I ran into this guy that I used to work with at this radio station, and he said, I love that limo on a fruit plate line. It just makes me laugh every time. And I said, do you know where that comes from? And I told him the story, and he said, oh, wow, I didn't know anything about that. Well, you know, he was always really good to me. He was always really good to me. And that's where I think it's important that people realize your experience going through life does matter on your gender and your race and how you are perceived. Just because your experience is one thing within this industry does not mean that everyone else has that same experience.
It's interesting. This has come up for me, Jane, in the context of confirmation hearings, because what is often expressed by man, and it's almost always a man, accused of set of inappropriate sexual behaviors is, oh, but I have 150 letters from women I've worked with or in my life that say I'm all a good dude. And I'm like, again, just because that woman didn't experience it, or those women, doesn't mean that this other woman who you were a creep to and perceived some vulnerability or power asymmetry that you wanted to exploit didn't experience it. Remember, the height of privilege is thinking that your experience defines the entire universe of experience, and therefore something that someone is sharing doesn't exist or isn't a problem. Jane, Will you come back very soon? Because I would love to have a longer conversation with you about
this
stuff.
Love to. And anybody listening out there, don't do what I did. You sue them. You take an accord and you sue them.
Because we're all, every woman, my great thanks to my great colleague, Jay Matinair, host of Matinair on Air, 10 to noon every Monday through Friday. I'm going to come back with a special edition of Women in the Media for Women's History Month here on the Civic.
News from the Center, WRCE. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
We're talking about Trump tariffs as well as other news for Wisconsin with Dr. Kristen Lierley in the first hour. Hari Kundabolu is our guest in the second hour, and this shouldn't be a thing. Don't miss it.
Matinair on Air, weekday mornings at 10.
At National Geographic Society, we believe in the power of wonder. It drives us to explore, pushes us to see the world differently, moves us to action. And we believe that today, wonder is more essential than ever.
Wow.
That's why we're supporting a new generation of explorers to ask big questions, make breakthroughs, and bring the future closer. Wonder awaits. Will you join us? Visit natgeo.org/wonder.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. The Trump administration asking an appellate court to give President Trump unilateral authority under the Alien Enemies Act to deport migrants, challenging the federal judge who halted deportation flights and asked for more information about alleged gang members on board this weekend. The deadline for the Trump administration to respond was today. ABC's Karen Travers has details.
We heard yesterday from the White House Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt talking about that judge. She said he is a Democrat activist, noting the donations she said his wife made to Democratic candidates, and that she said he has consistently demonstrated he is against this president's policies. The president has called for the judge to be impeached and has gone after him on his social media account, saying he is a radical left lunatic judge.
The European Union delaying counter tariffs on goods. Leaders say until they can hold further talks with the U.S. to try to tamp down on the trade war. Today marks the first day of spring, but volatile storms making it feel more like winter in some parts of the country. This is ABC News.